The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Gosh, so my friend circle has gotten a little smaller, and one of my friends wants me to break up with another friend. Does that make sense? Let's talk about it now. Friday's here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
There's four of us that talk all the time. We're even in a group chat. And one person is mad at another person, and she wants all of us to be mad at that person, too.
What grade is she in?
Well, what happened? That's really what it comes down to.
A disagreement about something. I'm not going to put it all out there, but that's between them. Oh. But should you have
to... You got to give us a little bit of the disagreement.
It has to do with a guy. Oh. Nobody dated someone else's boyfriend or anything like that, but it does have to do with a man.
That they were both after? And one of them got it and the other one didn't?
No, nothing like that. Just a man.
Damn.
Okay.
You guys don't operate off the code of, you know, bros before hoes in your group chat? That's what that keeps the homies together.
Do you break up with a friend, though, if another friend and them are fighting?
For me, it depends. If it's just like this situation you're describing, hell nah. Dog. It just look a little disagreement. Nah, that's not enough. But if it's like you violate one of my friends, then yeah, okay. We got to throw you out. But right. This ain't nothing. This seems like a little mix up over some man.
It's a tiff.
Yeah,
the group chat is disturbed. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's really cold-blooded is though, that you guys got a separate group chat going about this one person now. That's,
I don't. I didn't even start it, and I haven't even answered.
You're part of the problem there, Dana.
You know what I'm going to say? Get over it. Everybody get back together and forget. Stop acting like Automatic said, grade school children.
Women
ladies.
Are more dramatic with it, but guys do the same thing, too. We just are a little bit more passive-aggressive when we're kicking homies out of a friend group.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's happened with me, like with my friend group that I have going now. We've had this group on Snapchat for like probably over like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
But
okay.
Sure enough, we'll start a new one and we'll call it like 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. But it's basically because one of the other homies got a new girlfriend and we don't want him in this
one.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, he got kicked out of the group and didn't even know it.
Just be like me, guys, and just don't have any group text.
Exit the group chat quietly. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this one off with National Employee Appreciation Day.
Hey, all right. Trust me, if your employees feel appreciated, it goes a long way.
Yes,
make sure they are taken care of.
It is National Day of Unplugging. So I was encouraging everybody to take a break from all technology, get out, and connect with the lovely Mother Nature.
Are you saying put your phone down?
Yes, put your phone down. Get off of it, bro.
I'm telling you right now. Now, there's going to be a lot of unplugging with so on TikTok, they're saying if you're under 18, you can only be on an hour a week. And I'm telling you right now, my teenager is going to go through some serious withdrawals.
Good. Ooh. She needs to. All the kids need to. Yeah.
It is National Anthem Day. On this day in 1931, we voted to make the Star Spangled Banner the official anthem of the United States of America.
Shout out America. You know what? I do a lot of complaining. There's a lot of things I want to fix about our country. In the end, she's the best there is in the world.
She is the best there is in the world, man. Because we have Girl Scout cookies.
Oh,
it is the start of Girl Scout Cookie Weekend.
I'm going to say Girl Scout cookies greater than the national anthem.
Yes.
Because every time they're outside the grocery store or something, I'm like, I just feel pressure to buy them, and then I feel pressure to eat them.
I don't even let them finish their sales pitch. I'm just like, Thin Mints now.
Give them to me now.
Give me those Samoas.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I remember this down in the DM. Brianna hit us up because her man Daniel, he started staying out all night. So let's just get into this breakdown. Here's how the first part of that down in the DM call went.
And there's been 3 nights that he never came home.
That's the worst feeling, going through it alone.
No, actually, the worst feeling was him snapping a woman he met while he was out and he's flirting with her.
Did the woman respond to him?
Yeah, she's a cocktail waitress and she had his table.
So since the club's loud and all that, I figure if I call, he probably won't figure out that I'm not the woman. And this is how that down in the DM continued. I'm going to ask if I can get off a little early so I can hang out with y'all at the table. Maybe we can hang out after.
Oh, yeah. We can go over to Georgia spot, you know, because he's been having like a party after and stuff like that.
Are you
at work right now?
So it definitely went down. Oof. And of course, at that moment, when Brianna breaks in, Daniel is mad. He kind of lost it.
I don't even know who the f*** you are. I have to tell you.
Oh, my God. Well, you have to tell me what the f*** is going on. Why are you doing this?
Okay, I can't stand living with Emily, all right? That's it. And her dad never picks her up, so she's stuck at home. I'm sorry, but I can't handle that life, okay? I'm not ready for this.
He told her he's leaving the apartment. He don't care. They signed a lease. Mm. He doesn't want to be there because she's a mom, which she didn't tell us at the beginning. I don't think she ever suspected that that was the reason he was doing this, right? He's not ready to be a dad.
That's tough because sometimes you could go into it, and I wish he would have went about it a little bit different rather than like reaching out and making contact with other women. But sometimes your feelings change. Like you could sign up to be I think I'm good with this, and then you actually get into it, and you're like, yo, I can't do this.
It's hard.
Being a step parent is a hard work.
Yeah.
And taking care of somebody else's kid is even harder work.
And not being able to go out 5 nights a week can be tough. And, you know, I know I said earlier we had this conversation when Anthony was like, I don't want to date single moms, you know. And I said, oh, my God, that hurts my feelings. I would rather have someone hurt my feelings than
string you along and then cheat on you.
Exactly. I mean, to be honest, that's the better way to approach it. Who's on line two? You've been holding for a minute. Who's this?
Hey, it's Sam. My partner has kids, and we just spent the last 48 hours cleaning up their vomit.
Oh.
I don't know how such tiny bodies can make so much.
That's the thing. Children are a commitment. You're not just entering into a relationship with the person. You're becoming a family.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, I'm like, I didn't meet the kids until we knew that we were going to be serious because we didn't want the kids to have like a revolving door of people in their lives. And I love kids. I was a nanny forever. And so like, it would break my heart if things weren't going to work out. Because I wouldn't just lose my partner. I'd lose the kids as well.
And the fact that he's like, I'm out, you're going to be stuck with the rent, that's even worse.
The whole thing. I mean, and I've been in a situation where the other person, like, leaves me stuck with the lease and I have to scramble. And, like, that in and of itself is insane. But having a kid involved as well, I don't know what she thought him in the first place, to be completely honest.
He probably thought it'd be cool because when you're dating, you're not there 24/7. You don't understand that being a parent is all the time. I love that Sam at the beginning said, oh, last night we were cleaning up throw up. Because that's what happens when you have little children and they get sick and you can't go out anymore like you used to. And you can't, you know, have everybody over to drink or whatever like you used to.
And your money situation gets real different, too.
It does.
Because
it does.
The kids become your first priority. And if that's not your kid, that can have a big effect.
Which are
on
all
the way
stresses.
You feel.
To get used to, especially if you're only used to taking care of yourself. You're right. You always should be upfront. And I don't know the full backstory. I don't know if he really misled her or what, but I just want my message to homies or anybody who's, you know, coming into a blended family is if at any moment in the relationship you feel like this ain't for me, you got to speak before you act.
I remember there's a
because you're cheating on the kids too.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. Do you remember the movie Jerry Maguire?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A real man would not shop from a single mother.
Wise words from Ron Tidwell right there, man.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is raising some eyebrows by saying something that just happened to her is the best thing to ever happen to her in her entire life.
Ew.
Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, celebrity birthdays first aunt.
All right, we got Buddy V, the cake boss, celebrating his birthday, and Camila Cabello celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so I'm going to start talking about Travis Scott, who allegedly punched a sound engineer in the head and is now being sued and facing battery charges. Part of this, unfortunately, caught on videotape. He sticks his hand on the sound guy's face.
This fool, Travis
finger
Scott.
Finger up, you know.
He needs, some anger management, dog.
He just got out of trouble.
Yeah.
He's back in it again.
I wish. I was there when he almost beat up Tory Lanez backstage at a festival, and I really wish he would have done what he did to the sound guy to Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez is like the A-Lux Mexican magic elf. Why somebody like that would make you mad makes no sense to me.
I think that he should just pay this man because that's all he's looking for. Do you see what the sound guy said? He's like, my neck, my back. I got tingling in my fingers. I'm like, come on, dude.
Write that check, Travis Scott.
A Khalees cover, that's what that was? Did you do my neck, my back?
No, that's Kia. Kaya.
Kaya.
Hey, all right. Y'all can't even say the woman's name.
Yeah, I forgot
show
the lady's name. That's
on
funny,
her.
Dude.
All right, speaking of refunds and money, Justin Bieber has officially canceled his Justice World Tour.
Oh.
Now, he cites mental health issues continuing. You know, Selena Gomez and his wife are having that online beef, probably not helping Mr. Justin Bieber in any way. But everybody who bought the tickets, you're getting your money back.
Oh, that's good. Shout out to Bieber. So,
I mean, if you really thought the tour was going to continue after 3 years, sorry.
For us.
But I'm happy that he's getting right with his mental health.
Me too, same. All right, now let's talk about Cardi B. You know she's doing community service. She caught a charge and she pleaded guilty and all of that. But she says, honestly, it's the best thing that has ever happened to her. She said, you know, I got money now and you forget what life is like when you're living check to check or you have nothing. No familia, nothing. She's being taken on a spiritual journey. She says she will never forget these people again and that it's humbling. And she leaves a lot of times after volunteering in tears.
Picking up trash on the side of the road will do that to you.
She's working with vets. She's working with homeless. She's working with single mothers.
Oh,
she's doing a little bit different community service. They ain't got her on the freeway.
Like a true Latino mom, her kids are not her favorite thing in life. Her daughter's like, yo, what
not
the
her husband, yeah, not her kids.
She has two
community
kids.
Community service.
Her homie's from community service.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know Easter is coming up right around the corner. Here comes Peter Cottontail and Pepsi with something big.
Woo!
All right, so food news inside hottest hashtags. It is Friday. I told you we'd make it. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, so the Biden administration announced a series of measures earlier this week to track down and punish fraudsters who scammed billions of taxpayer dollars that were supposed to provide relief to Americans during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm glad because I know a lot of small business owners that couldn't get their hands on help when they needed it the most. Their businesses ended up closing. It's such a shame.
That's the thing I don't understand is how did all these scammers get millions or actually billions of dollars out of the government, and like the homie who owned a restaurant couldn't get $20,000 to pay his staff?
Because that's what they do, right? So President Biden is pledging $1.6 billion for law enforcement manpower and new programs, and they're coming.
Also, too, like scammers took advantage of the time. Like scammers weren't doing anything but sitting there in front of the computer
doing
it.
Else?
The manager was trying to, you know, figure out how to help other people.
How am I going
to
feed people? Yeah. How am I going to feed my family and get the community to come in here?
Do you know who prospered during the pandemic? Criminals. I mean, murders were up. Scammers were up.
Thank you very much, DJ Automatic. I hope that we really do put these people in jail. They deserve it. All right, and then in food news, you know, last year Pepsi released a Peeps flavored soda. And there was such a high demand that it's back. It's described as a smooth, marshmallowy taste. And now it's everywhere nationwide. And Pepsi even has a product locator. I know it sounds weird, but I read the reviews and people
said...
It just
makes my teeth hurt thinking about it.
No, so I read the reviews. I like Diet Pepsi and they say that it tastes like a creamy, marshmallowy, almost a malty soda. For me, that sounds good.
Okay, creamy, malty, I don't know about that.
You don't like Peeps? Who doesn't like Peeps?
I don't like Peeps. I've never liked Peeps.
What's wrong with you? Those are my,
they make my teeth hurt. Because of all the sugar. I don't know what it is, but me and Peeps, and the same thing with Nerds Candy. We don't
all
go together.
All talk about Pepsi Peeps and make me crave a Coke. Too much, bro. Just give me a soda, dog. Give me a classic,
all right,
bro.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with something serious. We have National Dress in Blue Day. This is to raise the awareness for colon cancer and other deadly forms of cancer out there as well,
very,
too.
Very important. If it runs in your family, you should be getting tested from your 30s and 40s on. Mm-hmm. Go get it done.
All right. It is also National Talk in Third Person Day. So Anthony is excited for this one. If you want to talk in third person, today is the day to do it and not be obnoxious.
You're still obnoxious.
Yeah, you're still obnoxious. All right. It is also National Anthem Day. All right.
National Anthem.
There it is. On this day, March 3rd, 1931, we voted to make the Star Spangled Banner our official national anthem, which I'm still here for it.
Go USA!
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Day of Unplugging.
Okay, explain what that means, Anthony.
So Day of Unplugging is putting down the electronics, getting off of social media, and is, in my opinion, reconnecting with Mother Nature. She is beautiful.
So I want to ask you, is that your advice to people?
Yeah,
Anthony,
dude, just get outside. If you're fortunate enough to live next to a park, or you could walk to a park, but also just go outside and look at the sky and appreciate Mother
Nature.
Take
it all in.
Mm-hmm. DJ Automatic,
or read a book. You can go
like
for
that.
A run. Something I can do is practice DJing. There's a lot of things you can do.
Mine is, and I need to do this more often, be still. Be in the moment.
There you go.
Be quiet. Listen to your own thoughts. You know you have those. Not everything has to be programmed from your phone into your brain. You have your own imagination and your own thoughts. And something that's missing with kids, I just saw a study, is make-believe.
Oh.
That's why America is so great. Because we're allowed to think all of these wonderful things. And if we can imagine it, it can be. The phone is putting these ideas in your head and it takes away from your own imagination. So be still, be in a moment.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.